Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Real quick, I'm doing an experiment with my Alexa. This is where I'm starting to get crazy. I keep mentioning things in front of the Alexa that I'm going to buy to see if it will pop up on my social media. I swear to God. Because we talked about those outdoor pools. My neighbors, way behind us, both of them got an above ground pool, outdoor pool. What am I talking about? Above ground pool on the same day. And we were talking about it. Sure as hell. I'm searching a couple things. Hey, great deals, above ground pools. And I'm going, man, Alexa's listening.
I thought they're pretty clear about this, that they're gathering information.
There are a couple things, but they listen while you're talking. They say while you're talking. So if you say, Alexa, and they gather information on that.
Oh, but
that's
not
what they're saying they're doing.
But only you're talking about, you're just walking by.
I think they're clicking. Yeah, so I'm walking by.
It's not just Alexa either. I got done doing the gutters the other day, and as soon as I get down off the ladder, I open up my phone and look at my Facebook. Boom, right at top.
They're watching.
Never clean your gutters again. Are you serious?
They're watching you. They're watching you, brother.
Yeah, this isn't this
Big
isn't
Brother
new.
Is keeping track.
I mean, it used to be, remember with the laptops and people were putting tape over their over the actual cameras.
Yeah.
Because they were worried about that. Who knows? Who knows where all this stuff is going? And where's the oversight?
Everywhere. There's cameras, there's microphones everywhere.
I just want to see if it works. I just assume Alexa already is. I just want to see if it works. But now if I talk about this, watch them not do it because they don't want to give me the satisfaction. But yeah, I keep mentioning these.
They don't listen to the show. You're good.
No, they're listening, but they're spiteful.
There is one specific thing I keep saying, and I'll walk by and I keep saying I want to buy it, and I want to see if it pops up on my Twitter or on my Facebook, my Twitter, just search engines, things like that. 216-578-0092.
I'm telling you, you keep calling an outdoor pool? Because it might not
pop
up.
Yeah, that's a bad thing.
You can have an indoor pool. Just turn
it might
off your
not
sump
pop
pump.
Up. Because no one calls it an outdoor pool.
That's a good point.
It's an above ground pool.
I can have a pool in my basement by the end of the day. All I got to do is turn off my sump pump. All right. We got into this yesterday right at the end of the show. Because somebody had lodged a complaint. A couple people. This is the time of year where you never talk about the same thing for very long, and people get upset about it, and they click in, they click out, and it's understandable. It's a four-hour radio show. I understand it, and people take it very personally. It's okay. But somebody had got quite upset yesterday because we were talking about Joe Hayden, and we talked about Joe Hayden once at around 7:20, and we talked about Joe Hayden once at 9 o'clock, too. And they were upset because they wanted to talk about the Cavs. They wanted to talk about LeBron and the Lakers and what went on nationally. I said, hey, man, we talked about it. We brought it up. We brought it up a couple of times. And when we talk about the Browns, we talk about the Indians, I'm getting some passion. When you and I got into about the Indians yesterday morning, right at the start of the show, where we were going after each other about Bobby Bradley, there was heat. People got in. People are either they either really want the Indians to win and they think the Indians can win, or they're really fit to be tied with the Dolans. There's interest there. There's passion. But the Browns, obvious. Boy, you get into it and you wanted to talk about the Lakers yesterday, Anthony, and this guy on Twitter wanted us to talk about the Lakers, and what did I tell you? I don't think they care anymore. And maybe it's LeBron, maybe LeBron killed it, but yesterday you wanted to talk about the Lakers and Anthony Davis, what this means for the Cavs, what this means for LeBron, and it was just the whole time. And I fear for the future of the Cavaliers. I'm not saying this for any sort of effect. I just don't see any sort of, again, with the Indians, at least there's anger. Because that's an emotion.
Well,
Cavs, that means
you care. You're saying it's happening.
Exactly. When people say they hate somebody, well, you have to respect something to hate it. If you're apathetic, that's the scary thing. And I think they're apathetic towards the Cleveland Cavaliers right now.
Well, you said something yesterday. Kenny Kidd said something yesterday about how the Cavs have never been, other than, you know, having LeBron and that blip in the 80s, and yes, the miracle of Richfield where they won one playoff series, that they've never been near the top of on the totem pole of what Cleveland sports, the hierarchy of what Cleveland sports fans care about. Well, part of that is, look, the city has had baseball. The Indians date back how long? How far? Ken, you're the historian. How far back did the Indians go that they played baseball?
Technically 1901, but even further.
That's crazy. Okay, that's been around forever. That's part of Americana. That's, you know, this country's pastime. The Browns have been around forever, for a long period of time. Well, the NBA is still kind of a new thing. You know, when you put it into context, the NBA is a newer thing, and the Cavs were a team that came around in the 70s. Okay, so they haven't been around that long. So there's been a head start by the other teams. But that has not stopped the NBA from growing exponentially because it had the most room to grow compared to the other sports. It's grown globally. When we had LeBron James, Kyrie, Kevin Love, you know, Cavs were big in China. The Cavs were big in Barcelona. They were big in Israel. They were big all over the world. And so I shudder to think that, okay, because LeBron James leaves, now we're just all going to give up on the Cavaliers because it'll never be as good as LeBron James. At least that's the thought that I'm hearing from a lot of people. And I'm saying, A, you don't know that. Now, will we ever have a player as good as LeBron James? No. It's almost statistically impossible. Okay, but that doesn't mean you can't have good teams. You can't have great teams.
Well,
you know, in their wake.
You can. Can either one of us look anybody dead in the eye and mean it sincerely that the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to win another championship in our lifetime?
I mean, I bet against it, but that doesn't.
We only
root for champ. That's the only reason we root for sports is championships.
I think they feel that there's a chance to win a championship. And that's what they want. The NBA has made it where you chase rings. Everything's about the ring. Everything is about that championship. Mm-hmm. And if I look, I can look a Browns fan dead in the eye, and even when the Browns were terrible, and mean it. And obviously there was some homerism in it, but stick with me. That if you get things right, you can win a Super Bowl. The Browns can win a Super Bowl. Even at 0-16, they could eventually win a Super Bowl. The Indians can fall bass-ackwards into something and win a World Series. It can happen. That is the beauty of some of this stuff. With the NBA, everywhere I turn, it's just a stop sign. Can I get a free agent? No. Can I get a draft pick? Maybe. Can I get a number one pick? There's a possibility. Will that guy stay after 7 years? No. Will he recruit anybody to be here? No, because he isn't going to stay here. Is he ever going to come back? No. If he does decide to come back, does he have any real gas left in the tank? Nope. So 2016 is the end of it. It's a stop sign at every turn. And don't get me wrong. I would love to. I know that we talk a lot of football on this station and in the city in general. And sometimes it's, who do you want to play right guard? And I can't believe we do it. But still, I'd love to have the Cavaliers to talk about. I just don't think people care. I don't think they care about it.
Here's my problem with what you're saying as some sort of indictment.
I hope I'm wrong. Please tell me.
As some sort of indictment against the NBA, look who was just in the NBA Finals. Okay? The town of Oakland, the town of Portland, you had, Milwaukee and Toronto. Okay? What happened to Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Miami?
I don't support that thinking.
Okay.
I agree with you. I don't support that thinking. Let me make that clear.
And by the way, the NBA is as open for a championship next year. How many teams could win it next year?
But I
heard somebody say 12 yesterday.
We were counting on Saturday. There could be 6-7 right off the top of our heads. That was before the Anthony Davis trade. Yeah. So then you can add 8-9, whatever you want to. There's a possibility. You have parity now, but you also don't have guys staying in a place for a long time, and people use that as a reason. I'm not agreeing with that level of thinking. I'm not saying that the Cavaliers are dead and I take some sort of pride that the Cavs. That's absolutely not true. Just, man, every single time we go to talk about the Cavs anymore, ever since LeBron, nobody cares. They don't get in. They don't care.
So explain to me. I'm not, by the way, I'm
like,
not even.
I wonder if he killed basketball in the city.
And that's what I don't understand. Why is the NBA popular in other cities and blowing up? Obviously, you know how big it is on social media. It's the best. It really is the best sport on social media. I don't know if it's particularly close. It's growing and growing and growing. It's all we hear about is how the sport is growing. But here in Cleveland, what is it about this town where we've had great basketball and relevant basketball for almost 15 years, maybe not consecutively, but almost for 15 years, and now everyone's just going to take their ball away and go home because we don't have LeBron James? I don't understand that.
It's because they won a championship.
So winning a championship was bad for us?
They've seen a championship. No, it's never going
to
be a bad
thing.
Then
do I want the Indians to win a World Series,
hold on,
if that's what we're going to say?
Hold on. Let me explain it here, okay? They got what they wanted. You got a championship. Now he's gone, and he's never going to be back. At least he'll never, if he does come back, he's not going to be back in his prime. Mm-hmm. So basically, he's not coming back. He's gone. It'll never be here. We just went over every scenario, which is a stop sign in front of it. So now that they've won a championship, there's nothing really left to go after for a lot of people.
Okay, so
and now they're
focused
on the Browns and Indians winning a championship.
If the Indians win a World Series and Frankie, if they would have won in 2016 and Frankie leaves in a year or two or gets traded, that's the end of baseball in Cleveland?
No.
Why doesn't it work like that?
Because they have faith that they can build up a farm system and they'll find another Francisco Lindor. Just like they did after the 90s to Francisco Lindor, even though it took a long time. The team has been pretty good at building up a farm system. It hasn't been like the Pirates were or the Royals were, even though the Royals did win a World Series recently, but they went through 20 years of just terrible baseball and under 500 baseball where nobody cared. I don't think they care about the Cavs anymore. I don't think they care about the NBA anymore. Well, Our reaction tells us.
Well, then I think that's very sad, and then I guess we're not the sports town that I thought we were. That's all.
See, that's a strong thing to say. That's a little bit too strong. 216-578-0092. Well, if you care about the NBA, please let me know, because I don't think they do. 920 Bud Shaw will join us. We got to ask him this question. I just don't think people care. I know that upsets you.
Are you saying they don't care now about the Cavs, or are you saying they'll never care again?
I don't know, because I'm trying to figure out a scenario where they will care again. Like eventually they have to. At some point they have to. But when does that happen? When does that happen? Because I don't think they care about the NBA.
When they draft an All-Star.
When's that going to go down?
Could be this year. Maybe it's last year. I don't know about Colin Sexton. Obviously, I don't have the biggest hopes for him.
They're not going to be terrible forever. They'll be a competitive club again at some point. I don't know. I mean, they could end up being the Kings for all I know. But I'm just pointing out that they should be a competitive team at some point. How competitive, that's the question. And I think, again, when you and I have to look people dead in the eye and say, yeah, probably not going to win a championship until long after we're dead, if ever. I don't know if people are in. I wonder if LeBron killed the NBA here. If the championship just put everybody in a lull after that, where it's like, it's a whatever deal. And now they focus primarily on the Browns and Indians, keeping the window open for the Indians. I think there will always be, even though that we always talk about attendance and that there's nobody over at the Indians games, there still is a passion. There still are people who are either really, really excited about the Indians or really, really mad about it. But they care. They care about them. And with the Cavs, I'm telling you, man, we get nothing. Nothing on that team. Ever since when he left last year, that was it.
Yeah, this was similar under, you forget, when the station launched and Manny Acto was the manager and they would lose all the games, we were not getting Indians calls. And there was nobody in that park.
I remember they had a game.
They had a game at Progressive Field where I had somebody who was actually had access to the number of people that were actually in the game, went through the turnstiles. It was three digits. Didn't even get to 1,000. For a day game. We had apathy for the Indians.
But I told you then, I tell you now, I got calls at night about the Cleveland Indians and about Manny Acton and about those guys. I did. I'm not making that up. It happened. They care. Whether they hate them or they love them, they cared. They don't care about the Cavs.
So you're telling
me. They just don't. Anytime we go to talk about them, they don't.
If we asked to get calls on the Cavs draft, we wouldn't get them.
We won't get them.
Because we have not done that. We have not said, who do you want the Cavs to draft? We haven't done that.
They
as a
don't
topic
know
yet.
Who the players are. They don't care.
I think you're talking down to the segment of population. I guarantee there are Cavs people who have done the research and do care. I see it on Twitter.
Please prove me wrong. Twitter, which is not even anywhere near a percentage of the people we talked to.
But you said calls. Calls are such a small fragment. That is such an infinitesimal amount of people that are in this area that care about Cleveland sports.
Infinitesimal always sounds like you're talking down to people, by the way.
He is.
Yeah, well, he is. You also said Cleveland is a minor league sports town because of this.
No, if this is true, what you're telling me, then this sounds, if someone were passing through Cleveland today and heard this, they'd say, you guys sound like basically a one-team town. You're a minor league sports town.
It's the typical apathy that sets in when you have a team that is going nowhere. Now, he mentioned, or one of you mentioned that maybe once we get an all-star, draft an all-star. No, it's once we get to the playoffs and win a round. Then people will be like,
I hope.
You know, I
hope.
Let's get back on this. Hey, these guys are actually pretty good. They actually put something together.
I sincerely hope.
We've got to win a playoff game or two before people are going to jump back on.
I sincerely hope. I have a fear. I really do have a fear. I think they care about the Indians.
The kid, that's not
they
what
obviously
Kenny's
care
saying.
About
Kenny's
the Browns.
Kenny's acting like the Cavs are done, period. Like, it's over.
I wonder if they are done.
No, it's a Cavs vacation. People are on vacation.
Okay, I hope it's just that.
I understand that. That happens.
Yeah.
Although you talked about hope, the only way the Cavs can get good again is a draft. And when I'm telling you about we did this topic about what are you more interested in, the Browns schedule coming out or the Cavs draft? I said, well, it's stupid, the Cavs draft, because that's how, had they have gotten number one, had they have gotten Zion Williamson, now we're talking. Well, they didn't get number
one,
obviously.
It's just so difficult, I think, for a lot of folks, because the championship they won came from a guy who, if he weren't born in Akron, Ohio, there was no chance he was going to stay here. There was no chance he was coming here. Hell, they probably wouldn't even have been able to draft him for all we know, knowing the NBA. It seemed too perfect. He had to be born in the area. And now that his career is slowly coming to an end here over the next few years, what is there left with a lot of people? I do fear for it. I want them to be a good team, and I want them to stay around. Obviously, I love the Cavaliers more than the other teams, more than the other two. We've talked about this. But I just don't know where they're going to get the excitement from. And I'd rather, I hope they're mad. I hope they're mad at me. I hope that, I really do. I don't want there to be apathy towards one of the three teams in Cleveland. I do not want that. And I pick up a sense of just meh out of everybody. I feel that people just don't seem to care the way I hope they would.
Kevin on Twitter. Ken obviously doesn't care about the Cavs. I know all my friends renewed our tickets and are excited about the future.
I care about the Cavs more than the other two teams in Cleveland. That is incorrect. Try again.
Doesn't sound like it.
The reason I'm bringing this up is because I'm fearful. Okay. You understand this.
No, if what you're saying is right, then I'm very fearful too. Notice I'm not refuting what you're saying.
You're not. Let me get to Todd in Lakewood. Todd, you're first up in the Fan.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, to me, from a historical standpoint, first of all, Ohio is, was, and always will be a football state. Cleveland will be a football town first, forever.
Of course.
That just doesn't, that's not going to change.
By the way, that's okay, Todd. There's a lot of places where, Green Bay, Wisconsin, I'm sure they like the Brewers just fine, but obviously it's going to be a football area.
Right.
And Milwaukee is pretty good, and they're going to be rooting for the Bucks over the next how many years?
Mm-hmm.
And in Indiana, basketball is the primary sport. It's in their culture. It's in their blood. It's just the way that state's been for 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
The problem I see with the NBA being third class is that there's so many, not corrupt necessarily, but there's so many things that are just not copacetic, I guess, for another word. There's always questions about, because the NBA has never really addressed it properly, there's been questions about referees. There's problems with the fact that, unlike other sports, one player, like a LeBron, can make an entire difference in where a team stands in the pecking order of the league. One player can't, and it takes two more to really win a championship. And as Ken, you say, and I think rightly so, as we've proven, even when LeBron was here, we couldn't get free agents to come here. There's so many cards stacked against this area that people like the fact we won a championship, obviously, thanks to LeBron, and thanks to the absolute blind luck of the lottery coming through with us, so we could, for a short time at least, have Kyrie. But in the long run, the deck is just stacked too far against Cleveland ever really being anything other than an afterthought.
Todd, everything you said is 100% true.
Todd, thank you for the call.
And yes, it takes a ridiculous amount of luck for any team in any sport to win a championship. A ton of luck. I mean, you have no idea. It's so hard to win a championship. And luck is the name of the game, along with a lot of other things.
Oh, yeah.
But everything you just said, it happened. It happened. You just acted like it's impossible. It happened. It happened for this town. Did you guys not remember? You guys forget about 2016 already?
No,
that stuff happened here.
But people understand that it was an exceptional amount of circumstances that had to click into place to make everything go again. They don't believe that that's going to happen again. They don't believe that those things, cosmic tumblers are going to click into place.
Well, then I don't know what to tell you. Sports is about doing the unthinkable.
Well, you gotta
it's
find
about
something
overcoming.
To tell me.
If you would have told me Ohio State in 2002, everything would have had to happen for them to win a championship. The Cubs to beat the Indians in 2016, all the things that had to fall into place. Yeah, winning championships on paper. Yeah, it's easy on paper. It never is actually easy in real life. It's really hard to win a championship.
Let me get to Rick in Uniontown. Rick, you're next up in the Fan.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in. I agree with Anthony. I mean, anything could happen. I'm a Cavs fan. I mean, look what happened in the 80s. I know the landscape has changed, but no one would have known Kawhi Leonard's going to be this good. No one knew about Giannis that would be this good. I mean, you never know what you're going to get in the draft.
Steph freaking Curry?
Right. Davidson. He went to Davidson. No one heard of Davidson.
It's not that I don't hope any of that happens. I hope all that stuff happens. I don't think a lot of people, I think you're in a minority. I don't think a lot of people believe that's ever going to happen again.
It might not, and that's fine. But, I mean, your point also, Ken, was you believe that the Indians could fall into a World Series or the Browns could win a Super Bowl. Now, because Baker, I know you said people were saying that when they were 0-16, no one was really saying they had a chance to win a Super Bowl in the foreseeable future. And if it was so easy for those two teams to fall into a championship, why were the Cavs the first one to do it in 52 years?
Because they had LeBron James.
That's a great point.
No, Rick. They had LeBron James, and when we said that, we always said, and Lima was with me on that, during 0-16 and 1-15, you get yourselves a quarterback, then eventually you'll be taken seriously. If you don't get a quarterback, then there's nothing to be taken seriously about. The Cavaliers had LeBron James. LeBron James came back. But that was a guy under special circumstances, born here, raised here. Maybe he'll come back to finish off his life for the rest of his life. But as a player, it seems to be over for a lot of people. Again, Rick, there are plenty of good basketball fans out there. But I think there's a lot of people who are going, yeah, you know what? I'm going to take a bit of a break here, and maybe I'll be back in a little bit. I think that makes me nervous. That makes me worried, Rick.
I get it, and that may be true. I may be in the minority, but I also kind of think that's a little bit more how you feel, and you're projecting it onto the Cleveland fan base. I think a lot of us are Cavs fans and want them to do well, and we're happy that, you know, we might have a good future. And honestly, I mean, just look at, like, the Bulls. The Bulls never won before Jordan. They never won after. They got lucky, right? I mean, it could happen. Not that we're going to get Jordan or LeBron again, but we could get great players of a generation. You know,
now that's a good point. And Rick, the only reason, thank you for the call. The reason I'm projecting is I feel it's been projected upon us. Anthony Davis got traded yesterday. There were crickets.
But I don't
over
believe,
Anthony Davis
but I don't
getting
believe,
traded.
I don't believe that.
The LeBron angle.
I think a ton of people in this area were talking about Anthony Davis just because we didn't get the tweets.
I didn't hold you back. I'm not looking at Twitter right now.
What were you basing on? Calls and tweets? You're telling me.
I'd like
all
to have
my
a conversation
friends,
with
all
people.
The texts. That's all the texts I got. My phone blew up when Anthony Davis on Saturday got traded right after our softball game. My phone blew up. These are people who live in Cleveland. They live in Cleveland. They work in Cleveland. They're from Cleveland.
You've had to admit many, many times that you and your friends, you're friends with basketball coaches. That's who you grew up with, guys who coach basketball.
They make up
most
part of the fabric of the city.
Coaches. I mean, you do understand
those people live in Cleveland,
the
Ken.
The group of your small circle of friends are very basketball-centric people.
Okay.
The most of the outside ring, it's going to be a football-first type of group, then baseball, then football.
None of those people played basketball in high school. None of them care. None of them go to college basketball games. None of them do that.
It's just fine. It's just been amazing to me that anytime we've gone to talk about the Cavs, and it certainly wasn't even just the Anthony Davis stuff, it's been quiet. And now I have to ask the question, do you still care about the Cleveland Cavaliers, or are you taking a vacation? Tim and Kent. Tim, you're next up on the Fan.
How you guys doing?
Hi, Tim.
I'm still very into the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm excited to see where Colin Sexton keeps growing. He had a great second half of the year last year, and not that I would trade it for anything, but I feel like our rebuild that we were in the middle of right before he came back got sped up, and I often talk with friends about what might have happened if he didn't come back, continuing to build around Kyrie Irving and Andrew Wiggins and Tristan and Dion and see where David Blatt could have taken him, because he wasn't essentially hired to coach a team to a championship. He was hired to help develop young, very promising talent, and I'm excited to see where this rebuild goes. You know, Colin Sexton's proven to be taking big steps, and with the fifth overall pick, I like a couple people in this draft.
Who do you like? Give me a name. Give me a name.
I like Jarrett Culver out of Texas Tech. I like his game, and I think he would fit real well in our backcourt next to Colin Sexton.
Glorious. Thank you very much for the call, Tim.
All right. There's
Jarrett
hope.
Culver.
See, there's
there
hope.
You go. Mike in a car. You're next up in the Fan.
Yo, what's up, guys? Hey, I think the biggest reason that it's everybody's checked out is that this draft class is kind of garbage, and the fact that we missed on the first overall pick, took a lot of wind out of everyone's sails. So now we're looking at another tank season, or, you know, mediocrity again. And that's not fun, man. I mean, and now you're looking at, you need to have 2 to 3 superstars. You know, the chances of getting all these stars to align just don't seem possible anymore. So, you know, that's why I'm kind of over the NBA.
And immediately, Mike, and it's that thought, because the first thought I had, and thank you for the call, was, all right, I know Toronto traded for Kawhi Leonard, but Pascal Siakam's a former, G League player, isn't he? I mean, you got other guys there who are homegrown. They traded for Marc Gasol, which was a second-round pick. Marc Gasol was a second-round guy. Kawhi Leonard was under different circumstances, I understand.
Sure.
But not a lot of people thought Kawhi Leonard was the type of player he was getting traded from San Antonio. Everybody took Greg Popovich's side at that time.
I actually think that three superstar thing, depending on what the CBA is going to do, I think it is changing. Look at the team that just won the championship. Granted, they had a lot of fortune, a lot of luck because of the injuries with Golden State. But next year, tell me the team that's going to have three superstars that's going to win the championship. The Lakers are only going to have space right now, it looks like, for Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and a bunch of other guys to fill in the roster. Okay, look at the Milwaukee Bucks. Who are the superstars as they went to the Eastern Conference Finals? Look at Portland. They have two guys who are really good. Really good, and Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum and a bunch of other guys fill out the roster. I actually think the league might be evolving a little bit here. I think, depending. Now, we'll see. Kawhi will go to the Clippers, most likely, if that happens. But that team's not loaded with superstars.
You'd have good parity, too. Nick in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, I'm not just taking a vacation. I'm going to hibernate from the Cavs for a pretty long time. We don't have palm trees. We don't have the nightlife that Miami's and New York's and Los Angeles is. We don't make movies like Los Angeles. We're not that type of town, and that's where these players seem to gravitate towards. So it'll always be hard for the Cavs to get free agents. And, Ken, you're 100% right. The only way any of this happens is if, for some reason, the next 5 years, 10 years, like another kid is born in Ohio and he's basically LeBron James. I'll take the comments off the air.
It's very weird, Nick. I don't want to be right about any of that. I don't want to be. I want three teams that people are really excited about to talk about.
I think, by the way, that's what I want.
And I'm a Cavs fan before the other two.
I think this town can handle it, believe it or not. If not, then I don't know what to tell you. Then that's a very sad state of affairs. If we're going to be a sports talk station and only talk Browns 99% of the time, maybe little Indians and no Cavs, that's very sad. I thought this town was a great sports town.
Well, that's certainly a shot at Andy Roth, and even if it wasn't, I'm going to take it that way.
No, I mean, if that's what the fans want, we're going to give the fans what they want. Eventually, okay. We don't talk horse racing all the time because our fans don't really necessarily want it. We don't talk soccer all the time. Our fans don't really want it. If that's the case, that's very sad because I go to Cavs games all the time. By the way, Cavs games, still, maybe it's because we'll find out this year. Cavs games still had a bunch of people at those games, still had a bunch of people wearing their Cavs gear. And the other thing I'd like to say is under the age of 20 in this town, the Cavs are very popular with the young fans in this town. I'm hearing a lot of older fans call in, older people who are telling me the way Cleveland used to be. I'm curious to see how that next generation, all the people that grew up watching Kyrie and LeBron, how they are going to carry the torch going forward. Because you saw in the late 80s, those fans that grew up with the Mark Price, Brad Doherty, Craig
E.
Lopez,
made us Cavs fans.
They kept being Cavs fans.
That's what made us Cavs fans.
They didn't just quit.
Mark Price, Larry Nance made us Cavs fans. Mm-hmm. So that's what kept us around. So yeah, you're right about the young ones. The guys who are 20 years old and younger, those guys might be different. But there's automatically going to be cynicism going, are they fans of the Cavs or were they fans of LeBron? Are they fans of the actual basketball team that's in their area? Or are they quote-unquote NBA fans and they follow players? 216-578-0092. Up next, I'm not going to congratulate you for kicking my ass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.